Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 43. It says, therefore, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruit of it. So, the kingdom of God is likened to a garden of vines which should bring forth fruit. That means that if you have the kingdom of God in your life, then you must bring forth to the fruit of the kingdom. So, one fruit of the kingdom that we want to examine is kingdom righteousness. Can we all say kingdom righteousness? That is one fruit of the kingdom that God expects people who believe that they have been translated from the kingdom of darkness and put into the kingdom of his dear son Jesus should bear. Those of us who are born again, believers of Jesus, must bear this fruit of kingdom righteousness. What I'm going to do really is to take you through some scriptures, and as I explain them, I believe that God is going to unfold unto you what kingdom righteousness is all about. We will start from the book of Matthew chapter 6 and then verse 33. Matthew chapter 6 and then verse 33. The Bible says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. God wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Please note the kingdom of God and then his righteousness. You'll see from this scripture that the kingdom of God is closely associated with righteousness. So really, you cannot seek the kingdom of God without seeking his righteousness. That's God's righteousness. You can't do that. And you cannot seek God's righteousness without seeking the kingdom of God, because they are linked. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you know how I know they are linked? Because he used the word first, and then he brings two things. He used the word seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So you seek first the kingdom of God, and it's a conjunction that is joining the kingdom of God to righteousness. So the first that we should seek, the first thing that we should seek is the kingdom of God. And you cannot say, secondly, his righteousness. You get it? Because it links the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and he says, I seek it first. So in life, there are things which are linked. And God himself says that there is a linkage between the kingdom of God and righteousness. That means that those of us who believe that we are in the kingdom of God must have a good understanding of his righteousness, God's righteousness. Hallelujah. If you look at Romans chapter 5 verse 17, let's go there. Keep your hands in Matthew chapter 6, but Romans chapter 5 verse 17, we see the linkage between the kingdom of God and then his righteousness. There it says that if through one man's offense death reigned by one, that one man is talking about Adam, if through Adam's offense death ruled over everybody, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. So you see that the gift of righteousness leads to what? Ruling in life. It leads to having a kingdom life. That means that righteousness and then The kingdom life, they go together. You must be a master of righteousness, because it is actually a part of the kingdom of God. A part of your ability to rule in life is determined partly by your receipt of the gift of righteousness, or what I call, or what Jesus said, his righteousness. It's important that he referred to the righteousness he wants us to seek as his righteousness. He's referring to God, God's righteousness, because you can have your own righteousness. Let's read about that in Philippians chapter 3. You can have your own righteousness even as a believer. Okay? So, Philippians chapter 3 and then verse number 9. It says, and be found in him. In him there, referring to Jesus. Be found in Jesus, not having my own righteousness. Underline my own righteousness. Which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. So there is his righteousness, God's righteousness, and then there is your own righteousness. Paul says that I want to gain Christ. That's in verse 8, Philippians chapter 3. That I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness. Some people can be found in Jesus having their own righteousness. Okay? Not his righteousness. Paul says, I want to be found in him, not having my righteousness, which comes through the law, or through obeying the law, through being a good human being, so to speak. Right? Leading a morally sound and upright life. I want to be found in Jesus having his righteousness and not my own righteousness, which is according to my behavior. Because some people are found in Jesus, and when you find them in Jesus, you find out that they have their own righteousness based upon their behavior. Based upon their behavior. Paul says that no, I want to gain Christ, because if I should gain Christ, then I should seek his righteousness even as a believer. Hallelujah. So you can be a believer and have your own righteousness, which is according to your works, according to how your life is practically. Is that right? And not according to Jesus. All right. So he says, I want that righteousness which is from God by faith. That's a gift of righteousness. It's a righteousness which is from God by faith. I want to gain that. I want to have that kind of righteousness. So, ladies and gentlemen, in leading the kingdom life, in having the ability to rule in life, you must learn to understand his righteousness, not your righteousness, but his righteousness. Hallelujah. So that you will please him, and then you will live out the kingdom of God, the kingdom life. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. That is our second scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and then verse 21. It says that, for he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. Why did he do that? It is because in the Old Testament, God demands righteousness from humans, from us. You read the Old Testament, you see that God is making a demand that we should live righteous lives. Okay? Very good. And he goes into certain actions to make sure that we live righteous life. We move away from sin. Alright? And we live righteous life. But God did not succeed. God did not succeed in getting humans to be righteous through their personal efforts. So what did he do? He sent Jesus Christ to come, and he put all our sins on Jesus so that he became sin for us, that we will become the righteousness of God, if only you were a believer of Jesus. So in the Old Testament, God demanded righteousness, but we can see that in the New Testament, he supplies righteousness. How did he supply it? He supplied it by letting Jesus Christ take all our sins, past, present, and future sins, on himself, and giving us the righteousness of Jesus, which is God's righteousness. So, in the old religious order, God demanded righteousness. In the kingdom order, God supplies righteousness to people who believe in the Lord Jesus. Now, if you believe in Jesus, then the Bible says that just as he was made sin on the cross, you also have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Jesus, who did no sin, according to Peter, he did no sin. According to the Apostle Paul, he knew no sin. According to the Apostle John, in him was no sin. This sinless Jesus was missing, that you in turn will be made the righteousness of God if only you believe in him. So he didn't sin. He didn't practice sin, but he was made sin. In the same way, you practice righteousness, but you were made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If you doubt you are the righteousness of God, do you know what it means? It means that you doubt that Jesus took our sins on the cross. Then you doubt that Jesus was made sin for us. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ was transformed into sin, so that what? You and I will also be transformed into the righteousness of God if you are in Christ Jesus. This is important for us. That righteousness, which means right standing with God, is a gift. We read that God gives. How do you receive the gift? You receive the gift by believing that on the cross Jesus was sin, although he did no sin, and you were made the righteousness of God, although you didn't do any act of righteousness. And I want you to understand that the righteousness of God is perfect righteousness. I hope you know that. The righteousness of human beings, or the scribes and the Pharisees, is not perfect righteousness. The righteousness of God that you become when you become a believer is perfect righteousness. What that one means is that you can't improve upon it. You cannot improve upon something which is perfect. If you were made the righteousness of God, and you know that God is perfect, then you know that it isn't what you do practically that makes you righteous. Because some people think that it is when they lead a righteous life that they become righteous in the sight of God. That is not so. You become righteous in the sight of God by believing in what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. That is the righteousness which is from God by faith. We read it in Philippians 3:9. The righteousness which is from God by faith is a perfect righteousness. I don't become less righteous before God by a practical sin that I did. Listen very carefully. I don't become less righteous before God if I sin as a believer, because the righteousness that I have as a gift of God It's already perfect. It cannot be improved and it cannot be reduced. It is perfect.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, named Jesus, and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. If you understand this, then you know that God takes a serious view. That is the thing I want to talk to you about from the book of Galatians. That God takes a serious view at believing in the righteousness that He gives. We must believe in the righteousness that He gives. The problem of our first parents was that they didn't believe. Listen carefully. The problem of our first parents, Adam and Eve in Eden, was that they didn't believe that the image of God that God had made them was correct. So they said that they were going to eat the fruit so that they become like God. But you and I know that God said, let us make man in our image. So it means that God supplied them a set image of God. And they should have believed that. They should have been okay that, oh, I may not feel like I am in the image of God, but still, God says, I made you in my image, and that is what I am. I am in God. They didn't believe that. So when the tempter came to them, the tempter told them that if they ate of the forbidden fruit, they were going to be like God. And they ate it so that they become like God. But they were already like God. The problem of our first parents was that what God has supplied to them, they didn't believe it. And they tried to work out their own means of becoming like God. In a similar manner, as a believer right now, just like Adam was a believer, so to speak, before he fell. As a believer right now, God can offer you something like His gift of righteousness, that you are my righteousness if you are in Christ. But you can disbelieve that you are the righteousness of God. You may feel that, I don't feel like I'm the righteousness of God. So let me do something in this life that will make me what I am already. And that is unbelief. That is the sin of our first parents that sent the world deteriorating the way it is right now. What I'm teaching today, ladies and gentlemen, is kingdom righteousness. I'm not teaching you about religious righteousness. I'm teaching you about seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The two together is kingdom brand of righteousness. That is His righteousness, not our righteousness. Not the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, which is all dependent upon how we lead our lives. But this one is the one from God by faith. The one from God by faith is kingdom righteousness. In kingdom righteousness, you believe it that you are righteous if you are in Christ. You get into Christ by believing in His work that He did for you on the cross. He took your sin. He gave you righteousness. You are the righteousness of God. And you must believe that you are. No matter how the tempter tempts you right now, believer listening to me, no matter how he comes to you and say that, look, yesterday you did this thing, you were sweet to this person, does it mean that you are no more the righteousness of God? No, you are still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you can tell the devil, yes, I did that. I am sorry about that, but I am still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I will not put it down. What God says I am, I believe what God says I am. I will not try to improve what God says I am. I will not try to become what God says I am already. Hallelujah. So the third thing I'm teaching us is from the book of Galatians. The problem with the church of Galatia was that they had believed in Jesus. They had believed in the righteousness that comes by faith in Jesus. But after becoming believers, they were going about to establish their own righteousness. And Paul told them something, that if you do this thing, you are not behaving well as a believer. So I want you to know that if you are a believer and you lose sight of the gift of righteousness that you have and try to establish your own righteousness by your practical deeds, then you will. Hallelujah. God lays emphasis on rightly being than rightly living. Listen carefully. The problem with the church of Galatia was that they wanted to rightly live, but not believe. They didn't want to rightly believe that the way that they received Jesus, righteousness, the gift of righteousness, was the same way they had to live out the gift of righteousness. They felt that they had to go back to the Lord and establish their own righteousness. And that is not proper. That is not right. Paul, the Holy Spirit actually used the word, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has deceived you?" Eh? Because the problem of the church of Galatia was that they were not believing right. And that can be your problem as a believer today. God wants us to believe, even as believers, that we live out the righteousness that we have as a gift. As a gift. Hallelujah. It's still a gift. It will always be a gift. As long as you're a believer, you stay on it, it will always be a gift. Don't lose sight of that. Because if you lose sight of that and you think that you have to now justify your righteousness, you're acting away from the gift. And it is moving to your own righteousness right now. Your eyes is shut away from Jesus and it is moving to yourself. The devil's plan is to get you to look at yourself. God's plan is to get you to look always at Jesus. Because the devil knows that if you keep looking at yourself, he's going to get you. Because you are going to find out that you are not correct. And when you find out that you are not correct, he's then going to kill you. He's going to disturb you. But if you keep your eyes on the perfect one, Jesus, and always as a believer, realize that I am righteous because of the gift that I received on the cross. The devil cannot defeat you or get you down in your spirit just because of what? You are looking at what you have, the righteousness of Jesus, which is a perfect righteousness, which is the righteousness of God. So right living is more important than right living. Write it down. Right believing is more important than right living. I know that it is against some of the things that some of you have heard. But I told you, I'm teaching you kingdom righteousness, which every believer must understand in order to live the kingdom life. Right belief is more important in the sight of God than right living. Do you know why? Because you have somebody who doesn't believe right. He doesn't believe in Jesus at all, but he can live a good life. He can live a good life. You can come across people who have their own righteousness. True, they don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't think bad about people. And you see the way that they talk, the language that they use. I mean, these people are very patient. These people are loving. You get close to them, you ask them, what church do you attend? And then they will tell you that I don't attend church. I don't believe in church. I believe in Jesus. And you get shocked. Is it possible for somebody to live right and not believe right? Yes, it is possible. Is it possible for somebody to talk right and not lie? There are some people, by principle, they don't lie. They haven't lied before. They always say the truth. It gets them into trouble, but their life is built on truth. But they are not believers. Do you think that God weighs that right living better than the person who believes that Jesus Christ took my sins on the cross, acknowledges that he is a sinner, and Jesus took my sins on the cross, and I am the righteousness of God by faith in what Jesus did for me? God rates the person who believes right higher than the person who lives right. You see, we do it the opposite. Believers in Christ Jesus, we put emphasis on living right, and our focus is shifted away from believing right. But I came to tell you, in kingdom righteousness, we believe right. In religious righteousness, you may not believe right, you try to live right. Hallelujah. Go to the book of Galatians. Let me show you some few things from there very quickly. Galatians chapter 3 and then verse 10. The Bible says that for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, curse is everyone. Can we say everyone? Curse is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. As many as are of the works of the law. They are of the works of the law. In other words, as many people, as many Christians, Paul was talking to Christians in the book of Galatians. As many Christians who are living out the law. In other words, whose focus have moved away from the gift of righteousness and trying to work out their own righteousness. The Bible says they are under the curse. They are Christians. But as many as are of the works of the law. In other words, they are trying to work the law. That is how they call it, the works of the law. They are trying to do the law. As many as are trying to do the law. Question, is it wrong to do the law? Is it wrong to do the law? Is it wrong when the law says, thou shalt not steal? Is it wrong to do the law that I will not steal? Because the Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not steal. Is it wrong? It's not wrong. Thou shalt not kill. Is it wrong that I will not kill? No, it is right. But this right is a righteousness that is according to the law. And the Bible says that as many as are of the works of the law, trying to check out the law, they are under the curse. The reason is that if you are working out the law, you must work out everything. But there is nobody, no single human being, who can continue in everything that is written in the law to do it. There is no one. No, not one. No, not one. Including Moses, including Abraham, including Elijah, including all your heroes, Noah, every one of them. No, not one. Including every human being who are made from Adam. No, not one. Hallelujah. So you put yourself under the curse as a believer if you leave your focus from Jesus and you are focusing on working out something. That is what Paul used to teach them, that it is not how nice you live that matters before God. First of all, what matters before God is how right you live before how right you live. Hallelujah. So go to Galatians 5 and then verse 4. It says that, for you have become estranged from Christ, or you have become separated from Christ, you attempt to be justified by law. You are just attempting. You understand? You can't, but you are attempting to be justified. Justified means to be declared innocent by living a good life. It says that you have become separated from Christ, because then Jesus is of no use to you. If you can do it your own, Jesus is useless. His coming is useless. His death on the cross is useless. Hallelujah. It says what? You have fallen from grace. You have fallen from grace. You are no more entitled to grace just because you are attempting to live a good life without believing that Jesus Christ has made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus already. And it's not your good life that is going to add to it or subtract from it. You are righteous perfectly, because the righteousness of God that you are is perfect righteousness. Hallelujah. Let me go to the next thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. It says what? It says that I'm teaching you kingdom righteousness, okay? Not religious righteousness. Jesus said we should first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because he brought a certain brand of righteousness. Says that seek that one, because it's closely linked with the kingdom of God. You can't teach the kingdom of God without being strong in righteousness. You have to be in his righteousness, not your righteousness.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-807-8555. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.